Put gas in your washing machine. Finest gas you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. P-U-Z does everything.
And now, Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Really, Bill, I don't think there's anything to worry about.
You don't think? You don't know, Bert. How can you? The strange thing about it is that I wasn't able to locate Ted anywhere.
Well, that isn't your fault, is it?
Look, Bert, Ted gave me an assignment this afternoon, an important one. He expected me to put over the deal. I didn't. I tried to tell him I wasn't too familiar with the account.
Well, then you couldn't be expected to know all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't you say a few minutes ago, Bill, that the agency's recommendation wasn't necessarily turned down? After all, it isn't final.
Well, Mr. Arnold wasn't too definite. As far as I can see, though, it doesn't look too good. The thing that makes me so darn mad is that Ted told me the advertising department was behind the agency's recommendation 100%. The only man who might question the recommendation was Mr. Arnold.
So
I can't figure it out, that's all. Even Blackwell, who's worked on the campaign with Ted, had a great many doubts as to whether they could go into that kind of a promotion at this time. And yet Ted told me that Black... No, I don't know.
Did Ted say why he couldn't be at the meeting?
Well, he was very mysterious about it. He had another very important appointment. Who it was with, I don't know. Not even the agency knows. He just told me if I ran into any snags, I could reach him at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
The Beverly Hills Hotel?
Yeah. And another funny thing, Bert. When I phoned the hotel, they said he'd canceled his reservation.
What reservation?
I don't know. It sounded to me as though he had a reservation for a room there. Then I phoned the agency, talked with Ted's secretary. He was out. She didn't know when he'd be back. I asked her about the Beverly Hills Hotel angle. She said she was sorry. She didn't know anything about it, which, of course, means that she did, but was given instructions not to say anything.
It does sound funny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bill, why don't you try him at home?
No, I don't like to disturb him there, Bert. And I sort of figure it this way. If he wants to know what happened this afternoon, he'll call me.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it. Did you make a report to anyone else in the office?
No, of course not.
But don't you think you should have?
No. Ted's my superior. I'm responsible to him. I wish he'd have sent Jim Nelson to that meeting instead of me. I don't know why he didn't. Jim knows the account better than I do. Gee, Bert, you can't know how I feel. It's the first time I've had a really hard nut to crack, and I didn't even get the first bait.
How long did the meeting last?
Well, half an hour. And then someone suggested we go out and have a cocktail.
Are you sure you weren't the one who suggested that?
Oh, don't be silly. I did think while we were having a few drinks that I could reopen the thing. But no, we spent an hour and a half in Korea. And the more I think of Korea...
Bill, you promised me you'd give up the idea of enlisting.
I know I did, Bert, only to wait.
Oh, maybe that's Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
When I spoke to her yesterday, she said she might stop in. What? Why, Ted... This is a surprise.
What Ted is going to have to say to you and Bill will be even more of a surprise, Bertha. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white, white washes without red hands, I'm coming back to Dove. That's what your letters say. Yes, more of you write every day telling us that after trying some of those no rinse chemicals on wash day, you're going back to Does. Listen to these letters.
Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Shakely, housewife for 8 years.
I tried some of those chemical powders for my wash, but my hands couldn't take it. So I'm back to Does. What you say is true. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Lansing, Michigan. Mrs. Brain, mother of 8-month-old baby.
I've tried many washing powders, but always go back to Does. Does gets my clothes clean without treating my hands rough.
Waterfleet, New York. Mrs. DeLolo, new bride.
I learned how different Does is when my mother-in-law praised me for getting my husband's shirt so white. I told her, Does does what it says. Gives me white washes without red hands.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Does.
Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with 2 proven detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Does does everything. Get Does today for white washes without red hands.
It's Ted, Bill.
Ted?
Yes. Come on in, Ted. Is there something wrong?
Very much so. Hello, Bill. Whatever happened to you today? I tried to reach everywhere. The office didn't know where you were. I was told at the Beverly Hills Hotel that you'd canceled your reservation.
Ted, you really can't blame Bill. After all, he...
What are you talking about, Bertha? Bert, I can speak for myself.
Do you know what's happened?
Happened?
Yes. Do you know that Maida has not only left me, but has started divorce proceedings?
What? You can't mean that.
No, but I do.
When'd you find this out?
Shortly after you left the office this afternoon, I was served with a summons.
I think I at least tried to warn you.
What do you mean you tried to warn Ted?
Nothing.
Had you any idea, Bill, that Mato was contemplating legal action?
Yes, he did.
What makes you say that, Bert?
Well, what I mean is you've known... Well, that Mato's been wanting to leave Ted ever since he returned from England with Tucky.
Bill and I discussed that particular matter on more than one occasion. But I can't remember, Bill, you're ever referring to any definite plans your sister might have had.
If she had any, Ted. And if she had told me of them, I don't think even you would have expected me to betray her confidence.
Then you did know.
I haven't said that I did or that I didn't. The point I'm trying to make, Ted, is that if Maida had confided in me, I wouldn't break my word to her.
And you were the young man who was so interested in seeing this marriage work out.
I had hoped it would, yes, but after all, I can't live Maida's life any more than she can live mine.
I thought for a time that you had developed a sense of, shall I say, loyalty toward me?
Look, fella, there isn't anyone in the agency who could be more loyal to you than I've been. But that's strictly business. There were times when I mixed in too much in yours and made it personal life.
Oh, you don't mean that, Bill.
Well, I do.
After all I've tried to do for you, I suppose one can't expect even gratitude from any member of Maida's family.
Ted, you shouldn't feel that way.
Bill knows I created a job for him, paid him far more than he was worth, set him up, so to speak. He was my brother-in-law. I wanted to see him get ahead.
So, you've been paying me more than I'm worth.
Surely you must have known that.
And to think that I... Well, I guess the last on me.
Ted, Bill, just because I've made her... Why, the two of you have been friends. You're both angry, upset.
I'm not upset, Bert. I'm not even angry. Only I can't understand how I could have been so downright stupid, so blind. What's the score, Ted?
The score?
Yeah. I don't think you came over here for the sole purpose of telling me that Maida was divorcing you. You could have assumed, you know, that I might have had some word from the family by this time.
Why should you have to be told what you already knew?
I didn't say that I knew, Ted. I said that had I known, I wouldn't have told you if Maida had asked me not to. Now, get that straight.
It isn't too late to patch things up, is it, Ted?
I rather think it is, Bertha. Nate and Chucky are in Selby Flat. I saw Nate late this afternoon. If I had any illusions that we might settle things between us, come to some sort of understanding.
You mean you are...
I asked Nate to drop the divorce. Oh. But you know Nate. Once she's made up her mind about a thing, nothing can change it. No one. She even refused to permit me to see my own son.
Bill, Maida will listen to you when she won't listen to anyone else.
Are you suggesting...
Yes.
Why not, Bill? There's so much to be gained.
I've interfered as much as I'm going to.
But Bill...
I'd think it over if I were you.
I don't have to think it over. I'm not going to attempt to talk Maida into anything. Even if you have been paying me more than I'm worth.
Mrs. Murphy is saying it. Mrs. Wagner is saying it. Women everywhere are saying...
For white, white washes without red hands. I'm going back to Dove.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Dove. See how towels come dazzling white, colors sparkling, and all this with such wonderful care for your hands.
Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such quantities of rich, real soap. Combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything for white, white washes without red hands. Get Dove today. And don't forget, send for your set of four quick-cut steak knives. They're actually worth $2, yet Dove offers four of these stainless steel beauties for just 50 cents and the top from one giant economy-sized box of Dove. Get handy order blank for these steak knives at your store today. Bertha Bauer attempts to avoid a definite break between Ted and her husband in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is George Putnam wishing you good day and good dozing.